I'm fine. How are you this morning?
I am great. It's Ag Week. And, of course, with your guys' office, the Farm Service Agency, you know, Ag Week, I'm sure, is such a big week for you and others in the ag industry, just from the standpoint of ag really touches almost everybody's life here in Iowa.
That is correct, yes.
With you guys in the role that you play in helping out farmers know about, you know, maybe it's conservation plans or the CRP program signups and crops that need to be certified and things of that nature, you know, how much do you see the farmers in all the different plans and all the different things that you can do to help out make an impact in their lives day to day?
Well, we are here to serve them. Like you said, agriculture is a big part of our living, our economy.
And right now, there's basically three CRP program signups going on starting in April that will be able to help farmers once the planting and things of that nature begin. Is that right?
Right. So we have a lot of signups going on now. Like you said, three CRP signups. One is for the continuous, which looks at water quality. We have a new program starting March 30th, which is SHIP, Soil Health and Income Protection Program. And then the Grassland Reserve Program is going on now, too.
Going to say, you know, if anybody has changes, too, they need to do that along with that process, right?
Correct. So if there's any ownership changes or operator changes, we need to know that sooner than later. We are now looking at signing up for the 2020 ARC PLC sign-up. And a new program kind of for us is WIP Plus, which is Wildfires, Hurricanes, Indemnity Program.
Mm.
Includes, for our area, it would be tornadoes, snowstorms, floods. But now they included excessive moisture and drought. So if our county would have been a D3 for drought, it would qualify. So we're looking that maybe we're going to have some producers affected because of the excessive moisture last year.
Mm.
So they might want to contact our office, and now we are taking applications for that.
How can people contact the office?
They can reach the office either by phone, 641-752-4521, or they can send emails to any of us, which is our name, Dot, and then like carla.novotny@usda.gov.
And
so if they have a student staff.
Yeah, and once the crops, they get planted and things like that, crops then need to be certified once all that's done. So it's really, it seems like, you know, even though they get the crops planted, there's still work to be done, especially paperwork-wise, right?
Correct. We have not had a downtime for a long time, which is good.
Yeah.
So as soon as you get your crops in, please come in and certify. And for CRP participants only, they've changed that back to certifying CRP yearly, too. So now would be a good time to get the CRP certifications done.
Well, stop by your local FSA office and find out more. We're here with Carla Novotny this morning with the Marshall County FSA office. Carla, really appreciate the time, and have a great rest of your Ag Week, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.